It's Ticket Stock 2004, Animal House style, February 20th through the 22nd. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Is the time.
Listen to that rock and roll, baby.
Greatness.
Rock and roll.
Greatness. Greatness still being turned out. Good afternoon, everybody. This is The Hard Line here on The Little Ticket, where it is now time for us to stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Kid Rock, Linkin Park. Now, they're going to be together, right?
Yes.
And isn't there a third act on that bill?
I don't know.
Don't know? Okay.
Probably Bin Laden.
Well, David Copperfield
who?
Is coming as well.
Probably Bin Laden. That's who Kid Rock likes. Tearing up the flag.
It's a hell of a jump in logic.
It really is.
God.
Well, you know what? You tear up the flag, you're for Bin Laden.
He supports the troops, but he's for Bin Laden.
Everybody that was burning the flags back in Vietnam days, they are pro-terrorism.
They're pro-Ho Chi Minh.
Well, the guys that were draping the flags over him in the movie Miracle, well, they support terrorism too,
it's true.
I guess. Bastards.
And he cut a hole in it.
Go ahead,
So
Mark.
That's it? Just
yeah,
the hole?
Cutting a hole in it, yeah.
Well, anyway, Texas Tickets has great seats for Kid Rock and Linkin Park and David Copperfield, the well-known magician, is headed our way. 214-696-8001.
Maybe he can make the Dallas City Council disappear.
If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here.
Orioles sing
Step
still of the night.
Inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. Looking very Jay-Z and Silent Bob today.
Jay-Z?
Cobra. Hello, Cobra.
Hello, Michael.
Cobra!
Welcome to Entertainment News, America. There's a lot of fallout still from the halftime show. One thing that really caught my eye was that ER, the television show, which stands for Emergency Room.
Right.
It's a drama.
Horrible things happen in there every week.
Absolutely. Every day, Mike.
Yes, every day.
Well, ER is wondering whether or not they should show a nudity scene, which is already in the can.
Yeah!
It's what they call a tasteful nudity scene, which involves a breast examination.
They've already done that on network TV.
Well, NBC is trying to figure out whether or not the controversy that was caused by Janet Jackson would fall into their laps if they did show this scene. Now, here's the catcher, or the kicker, the catcher. Is that
the catch will do?
The breast examination is done on an old woman, and
right.
So they're going to show old woman knockers. So let me be the first to tell NBC.
All right.
I agree with you. Let's not see that. Who wants to see a hairy, saggy old boob?
Well, now, NBC says
Mike
this
Reiner.
Is something that is germane to the plot of the show.
Yeah, the precedent has already been set on this.
This is not just totally gratuitous nudity.
Well, I agree with you. I understand that. But why don't they examine Pam Anderson? Why do they have to examine Eartha Kitt?
They need to examine Pam with some oils.
Denny, examine it. I'm telling you, they've already done this. With Meredith Baxter.
In that show, My Breast?
Yeah.
That's actually...
Yes, I wasn't going to say it, but thank you for But they did that on network TV, and that is just a full shot.
Right, but at the same time, it wasn't following up...
It was in a clinical situation.
But it wasn't following up the controversy we have now. So that's what I'm saying. NBC is pretty much putting on their puss suit if they can't show that.
Hmm.
Agreed?
Hmm.
Do you guys want to see it? I mean, are you interested in that at all?
I don't watch the show.
Yeah, I don't watch that show.
I don't either.
And but that's not going to make me watch it, so it has...
Well, it's one of your contemporaries.
Well, still, I've seen plenty of those in my day.
Yeah. We have a cut from the woman whose breast they're showing.
They were in sap rooms.
She's talking about
the time
boobs.
He was.
She's just sitting there smoking.
You know what? If this is done tastefully,
my breasts are in sap
it's done
rooms.
In a... in a medical situation, a medical setting, and it's germane to their plot, why not?
Why don't they just show it from behind?
Why don't they just do it? If they'd already planned on doing it, why would they allow the controversy of another network to dictate what they do or don't do?
Someone untape my breast. They seem to be inseparable.
I don't know.
I kind of see where they're coming from. They probably want to sidestep this issue altogether if they can.
Also, the Academy Awards, the bosses over there, are saying they want an audio and visual delay. And we told you the Grammys are doing the same thing. They want to build more than a 5-second delay just in case something crazy happens. But the executive producer over at the Oscars says that I don't want some network representative deciding that remarks like Michael Moore's last year would be inappropriate. Meaning that that could have been censored right out.
It would have been.
Is that right, though?
No, it's not right at all.
It's free speech.
Well, if they have that, it needs to be used only in extreme situations.
For lewdness.
Defined extreme situations.
Okay, Bono dropping an F-bomb.
Dump it.
I mean, what
else has happened over the past 30 years besides that move the other night?
You know what else Slash gets up there and starts cussing.
You know what else
like
they
did on that award show?
You know what else they would have dumped? You remember when that Indian squaw accepted the award for Marlon Brando?
Yeah. I guess yes, I do.
No, I mean they booed her. That's something that they would have.
What did she do? I don't remember this. Was this the Godfather?
This is when he refused the Oscar because of the treatment of the Indians at Wounded Knee.
I didn't know that happened.
It was back in the 70s.
Was it the Godfather?
Godfather, yeah. He refused his Oscar.
And did she come out there in full Indian gear?
Yes, she did.
Mm. And she got booed?
Oh, yeah, they booed her. I don't know if they were booing her, but they were booing the situation.
Did she say anything?
Yeah, I mean, she said that he, because of that, I mean, she read some kind of prepared statement.
Didn't she expose an Indian breast or something?
Don't remember her doing that. Mm. I think I would have remembered that at age 13.
Bitching about Wounded Knee, something that the last 10 generations had anything to do with. I know it was horrible, but
legitimate concern, I think.
I do, too.
Nobody's been persecuted more than the American
Indians. Well, that's
true. Nobody.
But it's not like, you know, someone is living right now that can take the blame for that. What's the use in protesting it?
No, but I'm saying that I think this guy's concern is right on target. That who is the guy that's sitting on the dump button, all of a sudden he's got the moral compass for everybody.
Right.
Is anybody alive today that can take the blame for slavery?
I don't know. Kennesaw Mountain Landis?
No, he left the building some time ago.
Captain John Smith?
I don't think he'd be a player in that derby.
No, Long Dong Silver. He's no longer with us either. Although, is he?
He's black.
Is he alive?
I don't believe he is.
How do you know?
I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm just guessing.
Jack Nicholson says that he is done dating what he calls little girls.
Smart.
He says, I think it's very unattractive for me to be fawning over little tiny girls.
Smart.
I don't feel it for a long I didn't feel that way for a long time, but now I do.
Good for him.
He can't help it.
You know what? He'll never date women his age.
Sure he will.
You think that he'll date someone who's 70 in 4 years?
Maybe.
There's no way.
No, he's going to, instead of being in the 20s, he's going to drop down to the 40s.
Well, that's not his age. I'm saying he will.
He might.
The man will never date someone his age. When he is 100.
What if he's got a chance to date Raquel Welch? Is he going to turn that down?
I'm sure he's had it.
Oh, yeah.
And discarded it.
Long forgot about that.
Yeah. Why would he want to do that when he can date Raquel Welch's daughter? Who's twice as hot and, you know, gravity's not beating her up to holy hell. But I think that he's talking.
I want to see him stick to those guns.
Me too.
Is he talking about when he says little tiny girls? Is he talking about young women, or is he talking about the chick from The Practice, Laura Flynn Boyle, girls like that?
What is she, 30?
Like 35.
No, yeah, he's probably talking about that.
Okay, well, I understand that, because that she's gross. She is the most disgusting celebrity ever. She's always...
What's the matter with her? You know, you can't like her, because if you don't like her, then don't ever say anything about Calista Flockhart.
Because Calista Flockhart is Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying I like her, but what's so bad about her?
Have you seen her in a bathing suit? Have you seen those shots, like, in the Enquirer and stuff? That
I saw that picture of her.
No,
it is shocking.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I'm telling you, it's
she
like...
She looks like a refugee.
She looks like an 11-year-old boy who hadn't eaten in 3 months. Pretty hot.
She's epidermis and sinew and ligaments. There's no shape or form to her whatsoever. Yeah. She's disgusting.
You can, I mean, her tailbone is sticking out real far.
And she's got that look like she smokes a lot.
She does.
Does she?
Yeah.
She is absolutely disgusting. Are you guys familiar with Patrick Stewart? He of the bald head.
Star Trek?
Yes, Star Trek. He is
Trek, not track.
Oh. He is 63, and his new girlfriend, Lisa Dillon, is 24.
That's great.
She is a former model turned actress.
So what's the age difference on that?
40 years.
40 years?
Yeah.
That's pushing it.
Yeah. I mean, older,
what do you talk about?
I don't know. Jay-Z?
Bill Walton's kid.
What do you talk about? When you give, when you're giving up 40
talk about
years,
the Tub Club.
When you're giving up 40 years in age, what do you talk about?
Bill Walton's kid.
That's right.
I think that was his first question.
Bill Walton's kid.
So, are you familiar with Bill Walton's kid, Luke?
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead, Greg.
Bill Walton, buddy.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it!
He says despite their age gap, they have an awful lot in common.
Like what?
Maybe she's bald. Maybe she was on Star Trek.
Trek.
The Grammys are coming up, and we know who's playing the Grammys now. By the way, they're not going to have a host again. They're doing like the random TV personality, film personality, music personality. You just run them out there in different segments.
Yeah.
So Madonna, Beck, Queen Latifah, Evanescence, they're going to be representing the music world. On the acting world, you got Marg Helgenberger, Samuel L. Jackson, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Sarah Jessica Parker, as well as actor-slash-comedians Jack Black, George Lopez, and Ellen DeGeneres. So all those people are going to be hosting it in turns. And performing. Are the Foo Fighters, Chick Corea, and... Who's Chick Corea?
He's kind of jazz guy.
Jazz guy.
He is the well-known jazz pianist. He is great.
Is that Edwin Correa's brother?
No.
The White Stripes, Martina McBride. Is she black?
No. She's country.
White country.
Christina Aguilera, Beyonce, the Black Eyed Peas, Jackson Brown.
All right.
Amy Lou Harris, Alicia Keys, Prince. He's black. Timothy B. Schmidt of the Eagles. What the hell is he doing?
Singing, I can't tell you why, I guess.
Sean Paul, Dwight Yoakam,
right.
Billy Bob Thornton, and 50 Cent.
Who?
50 Cent!
So there's your Grammy lineup.
You mean 50 Cent?
No.
Wasn't there a Grammy lineup like last year or the year before that we all liked? Like Springsteen played.
Run DMC.
No. What was the one where they had the tribute to the Joe Strummer from The Clash with Springsteen and Tretch from Naughty by Nature?
That was last year, wasn't it?
Run DMC.
Coochie Rap.
Yeah, Coochie Rap. there will be a tribute. And part of the tribute will be Sting, Dave Matthews, Vince Gill, and the Neptunes' Pharrell Williams.
Mm.
And they're going to tribute the Beatles. And then there's going to be...
who's going to do this? Sting and who else?
Dave Matthews, Vince Gill, and the Neptunes, Pharrell Williams.
Boy, that is an odd quartet.
And then there's going to be a funk tribute with Robert Randolph and the Family Band doing a tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire. And Outkast is going to tribute Parliament Funkadelic.
Cool.
So, there you go.
Should be worth watching. All right, that is entertainment news for you. It is 4:31 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And coming up next, we will have something that is so crazy you will just flat out not believe.
Wow.